nigga dead. I slapped my girl, she called a fed. I did that time and spent that bread. I'm headed home, I'm almost there. I'm on my way, headed up the stairs. To my surprise, a nigga replacing me. I had to take him to that ghetto university. Welcome, 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 everybody. Spotlight in the City. It's the recap. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa to those who are getting ready to celebrate. Merry Christmas. Oh, but we got breaking news. Colin, let the people know what is going on in 2016.
What's up, everybody? Happy holidays. Unfortunately, you have the world.
Colin, you have to talk up a little bit. We can barely hear you. Hello, Colin, we can't hear you. Colin. I do apologize. We barely can hear Colin. What he was telling you was that we just found out that George Michael just passed away. Lord Jesus. Colin, you got the story? It's breaking news. You got the story for us?
Tell us, you ain't gonna hear me.
Okay, we can hear you now. Tell us what's going on. Hello?
Kim, are you able to hear me?
I can hear you now. Right now. Yes, I can hear you now.
Are you able to hear me? I don't know what's happening.
Oh, I apologize. I can hear you. Once again, I do apologize. We are unable to hear Colin. Caller at 6179. Let the people shed some light on who you are.
Hey, Kim, this is Shari. How are you?
Hey, Shari. Oh, my BFF stuff in my head. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas. How's your day going?
Oh, it was so peaceful. Family trickled in because, you know, on Christmas Day, people tend to be with their own family. So I was able to see my son. My sister came by. I hung out with my aunt, my uncle. We went to go visit my grandmother in the hospital. So it was a blessing. To be around family.
That's awesome. How's your grandmother doing?
Oh, she's doing great. Her spirits is up. She's up there joking around and telling us a little history about the city. So she's doing just great.
That's awesome. I'm really glad to hear that.
Yeah, grandma up there chilling.
That's awesome.
And how was your family? How was your day going?
My day was great. My mom decided for the second year in a row that she wanted to have a Christmas breakfast. So she made Christmas bread, Italian sausage, link sausage, bacon, waffles, French toast, scrambled eggs. She did that whole thing so that way family could stop by and kind of celebrate early, and then they could go on and have the rest of the day. And now we're getting ready to sit down and have dinner. So my aunt and uncle from North Carolina came up, my mom, her fiance, a couple cousins are around, so it's actually getting to be a real good night tonight.
Okay, then, awesome. I love it. I love it, especially around the food.
Oh, definitely. Food and friendship.
Well,
friendship and family, that's the perfect combination.
Exactly. Just to give people a little recap, the Empress, Miss Shari Dubois, was actually our last guest on our last show on the Philadelphia and Pittsburgh show. We're going to play some of her music later. She just wanted to call in and give shout outs and just a message What was 2016 for you?
2016 was very much a learning experience. I had a lot of new opportunities be presented, and I met a lot of new people, and I really read and learned a lot and tried to apply some of the things that have been told to me. So 2016 was definitely a learning experience. It had its ups and downs. I'm finishing out the year pretty strong, and I'm really looking forward to everything that 2017 is going to hold, because now that I've had a chance to, like, learn and apply some of this information, and I'm seeing things, you know, start to come together. I'm really excited to see how these next couple of months are going to go.
Yes, planting seeds, because 2016, I'll give my message a little later, but yeah, it was definitely, for me, it was definitely a learning thing for me as a personal person. On a personal level, just how I deal with day-to-day situations and how I deal with peaks and valleys and things about like that. And I just want to just say, I just thank God at the end of the year with everything that went on and is going on, that I'm still able to smile and reach out to others and do for others. So that's definitely what 2016 has been for me. So I'm so glad that we were able to connect.
Definitely.
I see big things coming in your future. And if I can be a part of any way, just to help you out, you know, it's just, I love seeing you. As a matter of fact, you inspired me, you motivated me to really lock down on what I want to do for the future. And I just thank you again for agreeing to be on the show, for even putting it out there. I tell people, yes, you could be a guest on the show, but if you are going to be a guest, I expect you to push it out there as much as I do. So you did all of that. You kept in contact with me. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you. You have made this worthwhile. And I just say, I appreciate it.
I appreciate that, and I want to extend the same thanks to you as well. Thank you for having me on your show. Thank you for your professionalism and your preparedness. Your show was awesome. The topics, the conversation, the music, everything just flowed so well. So I was out last night, and people are still talking about it. I had family members talking about how awesome it was. was and how they were on hold and they were trying to call in, but there was no time. So I just wanted to thank you for having me. I'm glad that we were able to connect, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in the very near future. I got to make my way to Atlanta, and you're definitely on my list of people that I want to connect with. You'll probably be like my first stop. Hello, Kim?
Hello, everyone. I just want to say I do apologize about that.
Hello?
Hello, I do apologize about that. This, the phone, my phone dropped. I really do apologize about that. I do. I'm so sorry. You know, sometimes this stuff, you know, technology does what it does. I'm quite sure the people heard you. I do not want to continue to hold you from your family. I really do appreciate your calling in. I'll definitely be, you know, we're already talking, so I'll definitely be in contact real soon. If not before the new year, which I highly doubt, I wish you a wonderful, blessed, and prosperous new year, okay?
Thank you so much. Happy holidays. I hope you have an amazing new year as well, and let's both continue to speak all of our success into fruition.
Amen. Amen to that. Well, thank you so much for calling in. And tell the family I'm sorry for snatching you away for a little while, but thank you for sharing you. And I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kim. Good luck with the rest of the show,
Beer
and
bubble.
I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good one.
You too.
Colin, you there?
All right. Okay, Kim, I'm here. I apologize for my technical difficulties, having Bluetooth issues. But I was trying to say at the top of the show, the great George Michael has passed away. And what a disappointment it is to the music industry. You know, he was a great musician coming up with the group Wham and doing his solo thing. So he will be missed greatly. And, you know, condolences to his family. Shout out to all the George Michael fans that are out there, regardless of what you may have thought of him and some of the personal things that he may have done. I always say that an athlete, celebrity, musician's personal life has absolutely no bearing on the music that they put out. We're still going to be fans regardless of what happens because we like good music. We like the performances that they put out there. So condolences to his family. And what a, you know, somber way to hear about something like that on Christmas.
God, yes. Oh, my God. 2016, Lord.
It's taken a lot of our greats from us. You know, we lost Muhammad Ali. We lost,
Prince.
I mean, that's the main name. Prince. We lost a lot of great people, you know. But getting back to the show on a more high note, and I heard Shari talk about all the positives, you know, for me, the show from where I started this year when you and I spoke earlier this year in March to where we are right now, it is fabulous.
When I say
the
blessed,
opportunity and the patience and the blessings that have been bestowed upon us has been tremendous. Because without my personal growth, without the personal things that I've had to endure or I even put myself through to get to this point to have you as part of Rant and Blast Radio brings a smile to my face. Put tears of joy on me right now. Body Style and Grace, Spotlight in the City, Rant and Blast Radio, and what we have coming up in 2017 with Kalon Moments, with Stevie High Times, with All Sports Talk Radio, to fill up these days, these shows, and put out a great product is tremendous.
Definitely,
you know,
a godsend.
You know, and I look back at our four-part series, that Rant and Blast did on parent-children relationships, parent-child relationships, and I hope that impacted someone to rebuild their relationship or grow their relationship with their child. I think that was the most impactful part of what we did with Rant and Blast. And I think everything that you did had an impact on somebody. Every guest that you brought on had something going on that made an impact, whether it was in the community, whether it was in music. Body Style and Grace made an impact on lives with the Empowerment Corner once Miss Body introduced that. You know, and we're just going to keep growing our shows to show the impact that we can make with our message. And that's huge for what it is we do. Not just us as individuals, but us as a station via the platform that Blog Talk Radio has presented to us. So we're truly blessed on this Christmas day, whether you celebrate Christmas, whether you don't celebrate Christmas, whether you celebrate Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever holiday you celebrate, be thankful for what you have. I'm not trying to preach. I'm just excited. I'm just passionate about what I've been able to create and offer to other people. And that's a great message. And I'm thankful that I have great people to help me put out a message. So thank you.
Yes, so true. I just want to give a huge thank you. This was our first show, October the 30th. It was Welcome to the Spotlight. I want to give a huge shout out to Apostle Vanda Ray Jackson. She has a book out called Wounded But Not Defeated. You can find out more information about her at www.vandarayjackson.com. She called in. She was our very first call in because she called in and prayed for a new beginning. And I just want to say thank you to her. We appreciate everything she's done. And y'all watch out. She's coming. She's coming for you because I'm on that team. And trust me, when I say she's about to spread love out there and empowerment, let you guys know you can be wounded but not defeated. Just stay tuned to that. I also want to give a huge shout out to the cast of Black Girl Magic. It was a documentary set here in Atlanta. Created, written by Miss Tisha Playwright Griffin. Griffith, I want to give a huge, show some major love for Miss Elise Prejean. I met her at an event, and I said, I have to have you ladies on the show. She brought with her author Sharon Ford, Miss Nakia Wiggins, a model, and Miss Kamisha Boyd. She's a teacher, I think. And all of these women contributed to the project Black Girl Magic. We just want to say thank you to the ladies for showing up and being our first guest ever on the show. On the first show, what I did was I highlighted music that I found on the internet. I'm telling you, you independent and unsigned artists. Let me tell y'all something. Stop waiting on people to take care of you. I'm telling you. This social media, if you got SoundCloud, Reverb, YouTube, iTunes, if you can get iTunes, if you can get on Spotify, if you can get on some of these CD Baby, you can put your music out there and somebody somewhere will listen.
Zodiac Entertainment, shout out. Zodiac Entertainment's looking for artists. Just want to put that out there.
You heard it here.
Just
want to
put that out there. If you need management, Zodiac Entertainment, we're looking for artists. Let's do it. Let's do business.
That's what's up. The first
because
song I played, hey, nothing wrong with that. Now, shout out to Khalid. He's one of the artists I found when I was doing my Tune In Tuesdays. So I'm going to go ahead. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to play that, and we're going to come back and recap some more shows from the year.
Send me your location. Let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. At times I wonder why I fool with you, but this is new to me, this is new to you. Initially I didn't wanna fall, but you gathered my attention, it was all for you. So don't take advantage, don't leave my heart damaged. I understand that things go a little bit better when you plan it. Oh, so won't you send me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. I don't wanna fall in love, pop a step, please. So let's keep personal. I got a lot that we can go. Tell me what's the move and I got you. I'm only acting like this cause I like you. Just give me the vibe to slide in. Oh, I might make you mine by the night then. Give me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else for you. Ride, ride, ride. Come and vibe with me tonight. I don't need nothing else for you. Ride, ride. Nothing else for you. Nothing else for you.
Do, 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 do. Oh,
of a the type of affection. You get just blind to the facts, see the lies, it's just obvious, cries for attention. New to the body, supply your suspicion, but listen, say you love me, gotta trust me. Why you stress this high school mess? Break up never, they just tell us. Number from your mama, mean move from your brother. I'm the author of the book, nigga, judge by the cover. Yeah, I've been to jail, yeah, I grinding for real. I'm positive they're talking negative, pimp. They hate to see you doing better than them, so.
Okay, that was Kali Location. He was one of the artists that we found, that we discovered while doing our Tune In Tuesdays, which we will begin back up next year. I've been down, phone broke, so it's been messing me up. And we also played Field Mob because we did, for the month of November, we did Atlanta, well, Georgia. We spotlighted Georgia, so we spotlighted different things going on in Georgia. We did Covington, and we did Savannah, as well as the city of Atlanta. Shouts out to CB High Times for helping us with the Covington show. Shouts out to our guests. If I can't think of your name off the top of my head right now, please forgive me. Just it charged to my head and not my heart. We do appreciate you guys for being on the show. If you want to hear those guests, find out what was going on during that time frame, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com, Rant and Blast, and see and listen to our archive show. So, Colin, what you been up to for today? Hello, Colin.
I'm sorry, Kim. Say that one more time. I did not hear you.
How's your day been going so far?
My day is going great. I'm sitting here talking to you right now, live on the air, eating gumbo.
I'm jealous because I wait. I tell my kids after I do the show.
Well, I was eating before, but while you were on break, I had to get me a bowl of gumbo. I'm sorry. I couldn't wait.
I feel you. Shout out to Boss Lady Macon. We had a real good show with the people of Macon, and that was a very good show. Learned a lot of different things. If you want to find out about a new business opportunity, make sure you listen to our Macon show. A young lady called in, and she owns a flea market. So if you're looking for a new market to sell your products or start a business, check out Macon. I'm telling you, it's a diamond in the rough. But my message, I just want to say thank you to Colin for allowing me to grace his platform to start pursuing my dream, just starting my dream for what I envision for my future. And I just want to say thank you. I especially want to say thank you to those who may have listened in now who may listen in in the future, even people who just wish me well, whether you've listened to the show or not, or whether you're listening today or not, that's regardless of the point. I just want to put the thank you out there. I really do appreciate it. This has been such a learning experience, and it's been amazing. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who's been a part of the growth of Rant and Blast as well as Spotlight in the City. Got big things coming up in 2017. I just want people to really take everything that's happened in 2016 and don't think of it as the end of something, or don't think of it as something that's being ruined. Yeah, something may not be going our way. And there's a lot of things that just really can't explain. I don't argue with people anymore, because you know people are pretty much set in their ways. So I'm not upset with them about it. All you could do is give them a piece of the information. It's up to them whether they drink or not. You know what I'm saying? You can lead horses as far as you can, and let's make 2017 the year people actually think for themselves. I don't care what set of group or philosophies you call yourself following. If you follow, make sure you're true to that, not because somebody is telling you to or shaming you for being something else, something that they're not. If you don't want to do something, then you don't have to. That is your God-given right. You do not have to do it. But at the same time, just because you don't want to do it does not mean it might not be a treasure for the next person. Journeys are like fingerprints. Everybody has one. And everybody is going in a different direction. And if you just so happen to go on that journey and that person at that time is walking down your path, make sure you share your water. Make sure you pull up people to the table. I don't care where they're from. I don't care what they look like. I don't care who they pray to. I don't care who they vote for. I don't care what they listen to. At this point, that's a distraction. Because you have to stop being afraid of each other because somebody is telling you to be afraid. That's going to have to stop. You'll never live in peace if you continue to be afraid of everything, of your own shadow. And that's what's really going on with a lot of us. So I just want you guys to know that 2017, my goal is just to just spread love and just spotlight and highlight those that are usually kept in the dark. Those things to share another person's culture, community with you, so you will understand that they live and think just as you do in your community. Stop putting yourself in a bubble. That's what we need to stop doing, and that's what Spotlight in the City is about. Is busting that bubble, really. And I just pray that everyone had a great holiday, whether you celebrate it or not. It's sad that we have to keep saying that, but, you know, whether you celebrate it or not, whether you had this, it was the perfect opportunity for you to visit your family. I'm glad you're able to do it. Make sure you guys be safe out there on the highway. Also, make sure you check your credentials before you get behind the wheel. It's so much going on. They're pulling people over left and right. If you get caught up, just pray and stay calm, because that's for anybody. I'm not doing this because of being afraid of a cop, but it's just getting out the situation. Sometimes you don't need to overreact. So I just wish everyone well. I wish everyone much success in 2017. I am going to take my break on the first. I'm not going to do my show on the first. I just really felt that today was the day that I felt that I just really need to share the love to everyone that's out there listening or have listened. We got other shows, Rant and Blast, that comes on at Tuesday nights. We're going to Miss Body Style and Grace, which comes on Monday. We got a couple of new shows coming. No, three new shows coming up in 2017. So make sure you look out for that. Unsigned indie artists. If you want a platform, make sure you tune in to Rant and Blast. You're gonna have a couple of platforms to get your music out there. I'm getting ready to play this young man. He's in New York. They will be coming hopefully they'll come back to our show when we do our Love New York series in February. This young man's still a mess. Because of him being a guest on my show, I was able to meet his manager, who gave me some pearls of wisdom. And I just want to thank Veggie and Still a Mess. I'm getting ready to play his song Revolution. We're going to take this quick break and we'll be right back.
need a try. I need a try. And I know you know what I need. I need a try. If you got a bottle, go and take a shot for me, because after the week I had, I'm in need of some Bacardi Peach right up in my system, and I'ma drink it till I can't stay. And before you know it, I'ma have shots of both of my hands. Drink, drink, toast, toast. Pouring my heart out in this bottle, maybe it'll show me love, because I've been going back and forth with my ex all week. No, I've been arguing with my fucking ex all week. I got a parking and a speeding ticket in the same day. Came out an hour later and my whip was total white. $283 is what I had to pay, and if I had one, I would've used my AK. I got a good job, but that shit in the way. I work so hard, I bust my ass. They should double my pay, and I belong on the beach right now. But because I ain't shit, I wanna burn this motherfucker down. I need a try. And I know you know what I need. I need a try. I'ma go in just for that night. After my week, it'll be nice. I'ma be right. Give me some bottles of vodka, some rum, and a bucket of ice. I'm here with my bitches and all of my niggas. We mixing it up so you can dig it, and I'ma keep pouring. We gon' keep pouring and we gon' keep drinking until we can feel it. They walking me in, tearing me out. I'm lining shots up, knocking them down, and I am the emperor. I need my crown, and I'ma keep drinking till I hit the ground, and I'm going off. Bitches are soft. I'm taking the win, you take the loss. I play like a champ, I drink like a boss. If you in my way, you getting tossed. And after my Monday, my Tuesday, my Wednesday, my Thursday, my Friday is finally hit. Give me some dog, give me some hawk, don't give me no bed. Give me some clear, give me some Jamaican and Trinidadian rum. Shake them up all in my cup. And I'ma keep drinking, and I'ma keep drinking until I am throwing it up. Yeah, play by one rule, bitch, we just got one. If you gon' start that one, then finish that one. You gonna drink that drink, then drink it till it's done. Cause when it come to liquor, my nigga, no, we don't waste none. I need a try. And I know you know what I need. I need a try. My vision getting blurred, my speech getting slurred. I used to give a fuck, now I don't fucking care. And that shit just occurred. Right now I feel superb. They say, Sharpie, baby, you gone. I say, yeah, till November, girl. My vision getting blurred, my speech getting slurred. I used to give a fuck, now I don't fucking care. And that shit just occurred. Right now I feel superb. They say, Sharpie, baby, you gone. I say, yeah, till November. Girl, you want me to describe how I feel right now? Hell yeah, I feel like 100 mil right now. How I feel right now, shit is real right now. It's that Everclear that I got in my cup right now. Do you want me to describe how I feel right now? Hell yeah, I feel like 100 mil right now. How I feel right now, shit is real right now. It's that Everclear that I got in my cup right now. I need a try. And I know you know what I need. I need a try.
That's my girl from Philly. It's Shari Dubois. She came on early and she spoke. Well, Colin, you still there with me?
You know I'm here.
Well, we might as well go ahead and throw these little sports in. You thought I was gonna be quiet? Did you think I was gonna be quiet?
Yeah. I thought you was gonna let me off the hook today. But you know what? Let me tell you how it goes down first. My Steelers got the job done. We are the AFC North champions. That's all the sports I'm doing. NBA on Christmas. It's NBA on Christmas. The Knicks lost. The Warriors lost. The Bulls lost. OKC and Minnesota are getting ready to play. And the Lakers and Clippers, who share Staples Center, play later on tonight. That's the late game for the East Coast. I know a lot of people back east probably won't watch it because they'll be drunk or going to somebody's club since they probably don't have to work tomorrow. But a lot of great games yesterday. I'm not going to go through. Well, let me pull up the scores. Hold on. Give me just
hold
a minute.
Hold on. Before you get started. Because you can shout out your Steelers for AFC. But before you get started, let me shout out my homeboys, Big Red and Black, to the Atlanta Falcons for being the NFL South. Yes. We rise again.
Same injury. The exact same injury. On almost the exact same play. Very disappointing. Very disappointing. So let's run through these scores really fast. We have Thursday night, the Giants actually lost to the Eagles, but they made the playoffs. So Philly won 24-19. Miami actually won in overtime over Buffalo 34-31. Atlanta beat Carolina 33-16 to lock up the NFC South. Washington blew out Chicago 41-21. A Christmas gift. Can y'all believe this? The Cleveland Browns won a football game. They beat San Diego 20-17, and I'm surprised San Diego's coach hasn't been fired yet. I'm sure they're just going to wait till the end of the season to fire him. Green Bay beat Minnesota 38-25, and that game sets up a showdown with them in Detroit for the NFC North Division title on Sunday, so that game will be played on the Sunday night game on NBC. Tennessee actually lost to Jacksonville. Couldn't believe it. Doug Marrone, the interim coach, former coach at my hometown University of Syracuse, coached Jacksonville to a win. He may get the job after that. We'll see what happens in Week 17. New England doing what New England does. They blew out the Jets 41-3. Oakland, even though they lost Derek Carr, they beat the Colts 33-25. San Francisco actually won a game. They won 22-21 in a game that really mattered, but it actually knocked Tampa Bay out of the playoffs. New Orleans beat Tampa Bay 31-24. Arizona beat Seattle, who was still in first place in the NFC West. They won 34-31. Houston basically locked up the AFC South, the worst division in football. They won last night 12-10 in a come-from-behind victory. And tonight, 5:30 NBC, that's 8:30 Eastern NBC, Kansas City at home against Denver. And tomorrow, the whack-ass Cowboys take on the Detroit Lions. And that's the sports rundown. And I'm so excited about my Steelers. I don't know what to do with myself. It's just an exciting day in sports. I'm telling you, NFL on Christmas Eve, you couldn't ask for anything better. Everybody posting about everything on Facebook. I just don't know what to say. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm just so happy today. I'm happy.
That's how I was yesterday.
And, you know, just to recap one other thing. I know you've been recapping. Let me give a quick recap. Shout out to my boy Marcus Boyd for coming on Rant and Blast last week for episode number 70. Big show. He's doing a lot of things in the Columbus, Ohio area. So y'all check out my man Marcus Boyd. He's doing a lot of things.
What's up, up, Marcus? Yes, he's all over the place. They even got baby boy. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Look at the baby.
They got baby boy doing things. His wife is doing big things, you know. So shout out to them. Shout out to that whole team doing their thing. They're doing wonderful, wonderful things throughout the whole Columbus, Ohio area.
You know
that's
who?
Musician.
Oh my God! Oh my God! I forgot. The group Made for Christ. Thank you guys. For
oh yes,
through.
Don't forget Made for Christ. Oh my God, they were awesome when they came through.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you guys for definitely coming through, blessing the mic with us, the phone, I guess, however you want to say it. Thank you so much for coming through, letting us know what you guys are up to. If you want to know more about Made for Christ, you can go to madeforchrist.com, and it's made, the number four, Christ.com. You can check out more about them on there. I just want to give a shout-out to Kilpatrick Business Services and Specialty Baskets for sponsoring the last show. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Make sure you find them. They are all over social media. They'll definitely be there to help you out. They got real nice baskets. Real nice baskets. And Kilpatrick Business Services, they can do your virtual administration for you. So definitely check them out. I just want to give a shout-out to Antoine Jones. He's a photographer here in Atlanta. Make sure you check out his work. It's phenomenal. Make sure you check him out. Check out Justice Landis Realtors. They are big followers, supporters on Instagram. I just want to say thank you guys for always showing some love on there. BetaBox, Mobi App, thank you so much. Travel Advisor, thank
oh,
you
yeah,
so much.
For, BetaBox. BetaBox is the truth.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. We just appreciate everything that's coming. The show is about to end. I'm gonna definitely end it with a Christmas song. I just want to say again, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah. I was gonna mix it all up. Shout out to my Dirty Birds. Dallas, we come. Well, you know, we got to do this. We got to do this little New Orleans thing first. But
and I apologize,
you know,
for the background, but we over here getting it
real.
In.
Huh?
We over here getting it in. I apologize for the noise, but
oh yeah,
I'm over here.
Right?
You know, I told you I was gonna. I posted it was gonna be noise for those listening. I'm over here at my mom's best friend's house while my mom is out of town. We do. We get that action. We get that good food action going on. It's the holiday. I mean, what you supposed to do?
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
So, for those of you, you know, and you know, let me just throw this in there real quick. I know there are some people that don't have any family, and you know, they don't have anywhere to go, and you know, adopt a family, y'all. For those of you that can in your area, adopt a family. You know, for those of you that move to a new city, you know, link up with your coworkers. And those coworkers that take you in, you know, appreciate them. It's important. You know, don't be alone for the holidays. You know, nobody should be alone for the holidays if they can help it. It's cold out here in a lot of these places overnight. Some of these shelters can only hold a certain number of people. So, you know, do what you can do.
So true. And if you're out and about and you got something extra, share it with someone, because a little bit goes a long way. And again, this just reiterates what I was stating earlier. Start thinking out of the box. Start thinking for yourself. Start making moves for yourself. And reach out to someone else. Because somebody's been doing it a little bit longer than you have, and it's always great to just reach out and take constructive criticism. Well, we're going to end this show. Well, this is my message for today. Love you guys. Can't wait for 2017. We're going to start the year out up top. We're going to Canada. And then after that, we're going to start doing our I Love New York series. So I just want to wish everybody a happy holiday. Take care of yourself, your family. We're going to close out this show with This Christmas by Chris Brown. Happy holidays, Colin.
Same to you.
Hey. hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. Whoa, we're caroling through the night. Whoa, this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here.